Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Of course, noon today, beat the Hammer. We've got a, is it 116-16 record? Is that the record, James?
116-16.
All right, so we're trying to get above 100, above 500, which would be quite outstanding. By the way, so I saw a quote this week from an NFL head coach. Now, before we get to it, let me just say, for a couple of years now, my co-host, John Ritchie, who played in the NFL, has bristled at something. I'm not going to say what it is right now. I'm just going to say he has bristled at something in particular. Two aspects of it, whether Carson does it well and whether it even is a thing. James Seltzer, I just texted you an article from ESPN.com from earlier this week in which Bruce Arians is talking about the great Tom Brady. And he has a couple sentences. I just asked James, could you please read from your text, James, the first three sentences of Bruce Arians' quote talking this week about Tom Brady and referencing his play last year?
Sure. I think the perception is just wrong, Arians said. I thought his deep ball was outstanding last year. Huh. Through their play-action game, they hit a lot of deep balls.
Very interesting. So this is an NFL head coach, Bruce Arians, I think generally considered one of the better coaches in the league.
He's trying to put it in your terms, Joe.
Two times.
Somehow everyone started to talk about this deep ball.
John, people have been talking about it since the forward pass, like a couple years after the forward pass. Oh, you know what you can do? You can throw a deep ball. I saw Randall Cunningham throw deep balls to Fred Barnett. I saw Michael Vick throw deep balls to DeSean Jackson. John and I started the show 3 years ago. And every time I would use the phrase deep ball, John would say, that's not a term in football. James, you got to admit, John had a problem, not just with whether Carson can or can't do it effectively, with the idea of the deep ball being a phrase.
The nonstop, he can't throw the deep ball. Like, really, like what do you really think it takes to throw the short ball as opposed to the deep ball?
Well, it's a different thing.
It takes arm strength. It takes the ability to shape a throw.
Touch.
It takes touch. It takes, like, your decision to, like, put air under it or not. Yeah. It became too big a thing. You got so focused on it, I couldn't stand even mentioning it.
Well, all right. So just for the record, I just like the jury to note I'm right and John's wrong, but that's all right. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones up ahead. Again, beat the Hammer today at noon. Let's talk to Joe in Mayfair. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. John, I thought you were going to have a heart attack this morning with this passion with Harry Roseman.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I got a little worked up. And I'm still worked up, by the way.
You know, I don't blame you. And I think the two previous callers, it was taking my taking what I was saying. Eagles are always trying to play catch up. We're always trying to catch
up. Yeah,
exactly.
Because
failures
of mistakes
in the draft.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're chasing the game rather than the game come to you.
And that does happen. It does happen that you make mistakes in the draft. We all accept that. But it feels like they've really been piling up.
They have been. And when you have better draft picks that don't cost you a lot of money, you're going to have more cap space to go after a Hopkins to put you over the top. So rather than going after Hopkins to put you over the top, if we would have had the last 2 years, our first-round draft picks, second-round draft picks, playing at a level where they should play, now you can go out and get Hopkins, Mr. DeCamera, to give you that player to put you over the top like Tio did for the Super Bowl.
I understand.
It's the prime example. That's what's pissing us off is if he could have drafted just a little better, Hopkins could have been the missing piece for us to win the NFC this year.
I understand that. I don't disagree with that. You bring up a very fair point. Look, there's no argument. There have been absolute misses by Howie in the draft, and it has a tangible impact on how they can attack free agency this year and what they can't do. I agree with you.
And previous general managers, no matter what sport you're in this city, would get crucified over it. But because of the hashtag Super Bowl, he gets some leniency, and that's where John's getting a little tired of it.
Yes.
And I don't blame John for that, because the Super Bowl was the 93 Phillies. It was everything in one season worked.
Yes.
Let's get a little bit of those things working in every season to allow us for the next 3 to 5 years to go for a bowl rather than to be in contention.
I understand.
Tooling.
Fair point. All right, Joe, what do you got for something convenient?
Well, it's the most convenient thing because it's everything we use every day is wireless Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
That's
a great
answer. Yeah.
Awesome one.
Bluetooth is a very good answer. No doubt about it. It's made driving and talking on the phone much, much safer. Dan in Philly. What's up, Dan?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
John, just a little heads up. Postal Service is open. Postal Service is out here delivering medication and
the what?
Everything else, and they're taking all the necessary precautions to make sure anything you guys get is clean and ready to go. So,
wait,
have no fear.
I didn't hear what you said. Oh.
Postal Service. He said the Postal Service.
Got it. Okay, cool. I'm headed over there today after the show.
No worries. We're out here doing our thing. So
okay, good. Good to know.
As for Howie, I don't think you have to be a football guy. I mean, Joe Banner wasn't a football guy. He did great. Joe DeCamera, he peaked his sports career at 7 years old, and now he's hosting a sports
Absolutely, show. I was an early peaker.
I agree. I agree that Joe peaked early and still does. But I think that, the football guy gets a little tedious, right? Like, I understand – you don't have to be a football guy.
I mean, President Lincoln wasn't a president until he was a president.
I do think it gives you an additional lens to look at things through.
I agree, it could help, but I don't think it's a make or break to become a good GM
It is not. I agree. It's not make or break.
As far as the picks, I mean, we haven't had a good wide receiver pick since DeSean Jackson, so – I think the organization as a whole has to look at where the problem is there, that they can't identify a receiver. Howie has picked a couple. It seems like his whiffs are on the high picks, which makes him stand out even more. Barnett, Sidney Jones, things like that. So it does make you worry a little bit. When I called, I said to James, I said, do you think if Howie doesn't do anything receiver-wise, or let's say he picks a receiver and he whiffs on that, so now you have JJ and then whatever receiver he picks down, he whiffs. Then you might have to start looking at whether or not he's on the hot seat, as in the guy picking the players.
Well, that's possible. I'll say this, Dan. I think you're hard on Barnett. While he's been a disappointment as a first-rounder, I certainly don't think it's been a whiff.
A whiff in comparison to where you picked him at.
They got a starter. I mean, now you can make the case maybe he shouldn't be starting. But, I mean, Derek Barnett is not a terrible football player.
But I don't think he's a number one pick.
Well,
did anybody see the tweet?
Nowhere
that,
close.
Yannick put out.
Who put up?
Yannick. It's his number on an Eagles jersey saying, "Make it happen."
Good.
Wow.
Boy, he is really pushing this.
This is great.
That's amazing.
I know. I mean, it is crazy.
Well,
that would be super.
We'll say. All right, Dan, what do you got for something convenient?
I only missed one caller's answer, so it was taken. I got another one, but how about Amazon?
Amazon. Well,
wow.
Now that we're taking
that would count.
Some subsets of the internet, we made that decision just a short time ago. Amazon's a big one. I mean, there's going to be a lot of great answering here for what is convenient. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Yo, Justin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, Justin.
Good deal. One thing I wanted to point out, I meant to the last time I called, the soundbite of the camera after he won the trial is one of the best things ever. And then the soundbite of James just saying shame. I mean, it just tickles me. It just tickles me because James just so disheartened after that.
Well, I think the whole city of Philadelphia was disheartened. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And Justin, today at 1:30, of course, we'll have the drop of the week and we'll celebrate the best of the last 2 weeks. But yes, you are bringing up what may be to this point the best of calendar year 2020. When I won that trial, rightfully so, by the way.
Every time I hear you just screaming and going off, and then you hear Seltzer saying shame, it's just, I'm sorry, it's just funny.
It was, you know what, it was a little bit, Justin, like when a team wins on the road. Like the crowd is dead silent, and you just hear the couple players screaming. It's kind of like when an NBA team wins a championship on the road. That's what that trial verdict was like.
It was a huge upset. Let's just put it that way.
I understand. Yeah. Well, a great job by Milt Thompson.
and you for standing.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. You didn't need to tell me. I just wasn't going to pat myself on the back, but I second that, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One thing I wanted to ask Richie. Everybody's kind of down on J.J. right now, and reasonably so. Would it affect his, I guess, preparation for the season last year, because don't some of the Stanford guys or Pac-12 guys have to stay longer and they miss out on some stuff maybe due to graduation?
Well,
and
yeah,
the fact that, you know, we have struggled with wide receiver coaches in the past.
Well, I do think having bad wide receiver coaches is a contributing factor, but you know, well, sorry, bad wide receiver coach for his purposes, for JJ's purposes. Now, when you're a Pac-12 guy, or in my case, a Pac-10 guy, the coaches can supplement, you know, your knowledge base, like, of the offense prior to you showing up in town to do mini camps and OTAs and stuff. You know, yeah, you don't graduate until the middle of June with the quarter system, and so you do miss the first whatever it was, mini camp, OTA, but J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was in the same offense in college. Like, he didn't have to learn this from, like, the ground up. All the verbiage was the same. So they could have easily, and I don't know if they did or not, they could have easily sent him some information to study, and he could have been way ahead of everyone, even having missed a mini camp or OTA and that sort of thing. That's part of what makes this so surprising to me. I thought he would be precocious in his knowledge and understanding of, like, the whole offense. Like, not just what he was supposed to do, but what the other receivers were doing and the tight ends and the O-line. But doesn't seem like that was the case.
All right, Justin, what do you got here for something convenient?
Before, I'd like to give you something to watch, possibly.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if you've heard of this guy, but his name's Taylor Sheridan. He's mainly a screenwriter, but he has directed one movie called Wind River. I know y'all are looking for things to watch.
Thank you.
But he wrote Sicario Part 2, Hell or High Water, and then he wrote and directed Wind River. Those are phenomenal movies if you're looking for something to watch.
Okay.
And I know everybody's going technical with convenient things, but I'm just going to go with Sliced Bread. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you got it, Justin. Well, Sliced Bread is a good one.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to eat the whole loaf.
It's sort of the standard.
Yeah.
The greatest thing since.
Since.
Yeah.
Where that kind of – you always wonder where these –
well, it was kind of a pain, phraseologies. I would assume, before they slice it.
Yeah, that's true. I always wonder where some of these, it wouldn't be an idiom, but
I wonder when bread wasn't sliced. Like, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
Are we talking like the 40s?
It's a great question. I'll look it up.
Did they start slicing it? You'd assume it was probably,
sure,
I don't know, the 20s.
I bet
they started slicing
prior to that. I bet you. I don't know. Could have had a machine.
It's not prior. It's a good call by you, John.
What is it?
July 6, 1928.
Wow!
Sliced bread.
How about that?
1928.
Good call, Rich. Well, you were all over that.
Things like, you know, where does it come from? Like, here's something I heard recently. I'm not sure if it's true or not. It is what I heard. Of course, every once in a while I give you a fact that's not true. Because I've wondered, like, where did the handshake come from? Because we're not allowed to shake hands anymore. Maybe it's going to leave society. It might not leave this go around, but I don't think
I'm not shaking hands anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any
doubt. How's the bow going, by the way? Is it good?
You're not really doing it.
I keep forgetting to bow. But I don't do anything.
Well, you also don't see anybody.
That's true. So I mean, don't greet anybody.
You don't need to greet us. We see you every day.
I know.
So it's the handshake. I was a handshake guy.
I was.
We all loved
shaking hands.
So here's what I was told. The handshake apparently goes back, I don't know when, way, way back. Apparently, it was a sign of peace in that you greet the other person. And the other person greets you, and you extend your hand to say, I don't have a weapon. I mean, this probably goes back thousands.
Yes, you're exactly right. Yeah. It is apparently from the 5th century B.C.
Yeah.
And it was ancient Greece.
Yeah, and it's a sign
that... They said neither person was carrying a weapon. That was a way to show that you were not carrying a weapon. Yeah.
Now, granted, you could be like you could be like John McClane.
Well, it's just the one hand.
And you could have it on your other hand. Sure. You could have it on your back. But I mean, I guess
that... your other hand, as Richard said, too.
Well, I understand that. But that probably also would cross some line of...
Etiquette.
But yeah, that's what it was. It was a
gentlemanly when you used to kill people back in the day.
I come in peace. So
that's amazing. It's 5th century BC. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought
that. The handshake. 215-592-9494. All right, this date in sports history. We don't do it every day, but some of the days where there's some good stuff in the absence of games, we tell you some notable things on this date in sports history. We'll crank into that right now because in 1990 on this date, John, March 28th, 1990, Michael Jordan... Career high in the NBA of?
Is it 63?
69 points.
69.
It's 63 against 69. The Celtics. 69 against the Cavs. Yeah, 69. Why do you got a big grin on your face?
I don't know. That is so immature, isn't it?
A little bit.
I can't. It's just what it is.
It's just more fun.
It's what it is.
Yeah, 69.
Yeah, it was, it was reversing it on Craig Elo that day. All right, let's get to 1988, WrestleMania 4. For the WWF title, it was Randy, Macho Man Savage, taking down Ted DiBiase.
Ooh, yeah, we're turning it around today with positive moments.
On March 28th. Excuse me.
Ted DiBiase.
On
the Million Dollar Man.
Million Dollar Man.
By the way, and that was March 27th. Jordan was on what would have been tomorrow. So I'm just saying, just so you know, I'm including some weekend stuff. Okay. So, because otherwise, we're not here Saturday and Sunday. Here's a rough one. This one stunk. 2004, March 27th, St. Joe's dream of getting to the Final Four and maybe winning the title was crushed on March 27, 2004.
It's a great game, too.
It's an amazing final 15 seconds.
Yeah, we're unbelievable.
Right? I mean, St. Joe's bang, hits the basket. Oklahoma State comes back and hits the basket, and then the miss at the buzzer. That was a really tough one. Now, again, moving toward what would have been the weekend, tomorrow's anniversary, March 28th in this case, March 28th of 2 years ago, John. The date that Markel Fultz broke Joel Embiid's face.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
Remember that? Fultz is one contribution. Oh, I'll break the best player's face.
Yeah. it's messed up. You can still see the remnants of that reconstruction.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You look at Joel.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you look at Joel. The left, under his left eye, it's always a little bit swollen.
Wow.
It's not normal.
Never noticed that. Okay. Yeah. And then we get to what is clearly the haymaker for this day. Now, again, it's day forward because it would have been tomorrow. Tomorrow's March 28th. We go back to 1992. And probably the thing that most people would say is the greatest moment in its sports history, in its league's history. The NCAA, March 28th, 1992, Duke and Kentucky at the Spectrum. Kentucky leading in overtime, 103-102. Mere seconds left. Coach K draws up a play, says, Grant Hill, I want you to inbound it. Try to hit that Leitner guy. Here's how it sounded that day on CBS.
A quick pass to half court and call a quick timeout so they can get in better shooting range.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
Oh, man. Unbelievable when Leitner hit that shot.
And Vern, perfect guy to capture.
Tremendous. And then Spectrum crowd went nuts. Kentucky people are devastated. Duke people are thrilled.
What a loss. Can you imagine the chance to go to the Final Four, that loss? That must have been crushing.
Totally. No doubt about it. But, they came back and won a couple years later. Kentucky and Duke, of course, two games later, won the championship. One of the most amazing moments I think we've ever seen in sports history, and it happened here in Philly.
Was that the same year that Bobby Hurley was called out for his illness?
No, that was 1990. So Hurley was a sophomore Hurley was a freshman in 90.
Coach K did him wrong.
Yeah, he had the runs, and he had to kept leaving the floor against UNLV. And then in 91, they won when he was a sophomore.
Bad timing right there.
Yeah, 92, they won when he was a junior, and then 93, they lost when he was a senior. And that's when they lost to Jason Kidd, I think. Yeah, Jason Kidd, I believe, when Kidd was a freshman. But, yes, he was called out, John, for
– The diarrhea call-out was what – he was a freshman?
He was a freshman. That was the final against UNLV.
So I think you only do that to a freshman, right? You get a little bit more protection from your head coach.
You would hope.
When you're a senior.
But you also had Paul Holmgren about 10 years ago, Flyers player in a playoff game, took a shot to the groin with a puck. And usually in hockey, they say this guy's got an upper body injury or a lower body injury. They try to cover it up. They don't want the opposing players to know what it is, so they can't whack the stick and hit the part. And Paul Holmgren said to the press right after the game that the player had a ruptured testicle.
Oh.
I'm not making this up. Paul Holmgren used the term ruptured testicle to describe his player's injury.
Excruciating.
James, you remember that? The ruptured testicle?
Of course I do. Same thing happened to Yadier Molina, remember? Oh. Horrible. Right. He was out for like a month.
I mean, you could have just said he got hit in the groin. I mean, you don't have to
just say, you know.
You know. All right, let's go to the phones, talk to Evan in Deptford. What's up, Evan?
Hey guys. Now, we know that as far as receivers, all the major names are off the board. So everyone knows that we're going to address that in free agency. But how about all the other positions?
You mean the draft. You said the wrong term.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, the draft. During the draft. So what, you know, because Jason Kelsey's, you know, closing in on retirement. Diller is a question mark.
Another
offensive line positions potentially for depth. Like, so we know we're going to address.
Well, I don't think you need much. Here's the deal, Evan. I don't think you need much else by way of a starter. I think you have your starters. The question is, where do they want to add depth for the future? The guys that'll be backups, and then depth for the, you know, and then guys that can become starters in the future, right?
Now, you've got one guy backing up both tackle positions, and that guy is Jordan Mailata, and we don't even know if Jordan Mailata is in their plan.
Yeah, I think John's right. A backup tackle and a guy you can grow with to become a starter in the future is probably a big – like, you know you're not drafting –
So if you're going to do that, it needs to be a high pick.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way they draft a tight end in the first five rounds. Maybe they grab a blocking tight end in the sixth round. Who knows? But some positions matter more than others, and tackle matters a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we have, what, 8 picks now, I think?
Yep.
We're about to address some of these. Because running back, we have, you know, Miles Sanders, but where's our depth there? We don't rely on Boston Scott, you know, because Jordan Howard got signed.
Yep.
So we don't have him anymore.
I think they are going to rely on Boston Scott.
Free agency was
and
defense,
Elijah
nothing
Holyfield.
But defense, so we're kind of weak on offense.
Yeah, they could take it back. I don't think they'll take it back in the first three rounds. But if there's one they love, they could. But otherwise, I'd see it as round four or below.
Yeah, I don't think
that's a big reason they re-signed Nate Sudfeld as well, is because they want to address other more key positions. Maybe McCown comes back because no one's picked him up.
Hard to know. What we don't know is Sudfeld designed to be the two or the three? And we don't know that answer yet.
Well, maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't know that answer. Yeah. Evan, what do you got for something convenient?
Well, it leads to being able to use your sink in the kitchen, toilet in the bathroom, and best of all, a 3-hour bath. That is indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing. Ooh. It's a great one.
Great answer.
It really is.
A huge answer.
Yeah. No, that's a great answer. There's no doubt about it. Speaking of answers, going to be some questions coming up next.
Buddy.
Beat the hammer up ahead. Got to answer them right. Everyone's got a chance, of course, to compete in Beat the Hammer. Contest line for Beat the Hammer will take caller number 3 on the contest line. Caller 3, contest line number. You might not know this contest line number. It's relatively new. 215-988-1260. Again, caller 3, put this number in your phone. It's the contest line number. 215-988-1260. We play Beat the Hammer next. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.